Okay, so we're going to switch replication and remove replication. Let's start with switching. Switching is just saying, I have a server which is currently the source of replication, and I want it to now be the destination. So I first had to get SR partnership. I figure out who the source is. In the technical preview 2, you need to run these commands on very specific servers. In this case, I need to run set SR partnership on the current destination. So I'm on 09. I'm going to run set SR partnership physically on 09. And I'm going to specify the new source computer name as 09. And then all the rest of the stuff I'm just going to fill in for the destination, which is 08, my old, actually current source. I get a chance to say, are you sure? And this is going to dismount the source volume, mount the destination volume, and change the flow of replication in the opposite direction. And you can tell that that has happened here. If I look in the event log, it happens very quickly, usually under a second or so. And there's the event showing that it is done. So let's take a look now at removing replication, something which you would never actually dream of doing because storage replica is way too fantastic. So I'm on 09, which is currently my source computer as we just switched it. I'm going to get SR partnership, and I can pipeline that to remove SR partnership, and boink, it's gone. I will do the same for get SR group. I'll pipeline that to remove SR group, and it's gone. Which means that now there's no replication occurring on any volumes or any partnerships, because in this case, obviously, I did the global, right? I got everything and I removed everything. If I wanted to do specifics, I would just remove a particular partnership and a particular group. But I made it kind of easy here for myself. And you can see from the event log that it's done. Yay, us.